And we are here doing the Forbidden Dance, the Lambada. Also, we just had, in 11-plus years, our greatest segment during a break ever, which featured asking Alexis if she would participate in a crush film.
Of an Alzheimer's squirrel.
Yeah, we... In trying to convince her, we told her the squirrel has late symptoms of...
Late stage four,
Alzheimer's disease. Yeah. So really, she'd be doing it a favor.
And
nobody'd
find...
ever see her face. She just has to... And we would...
Put a little hood on it?
No, a dentist would anesthetize. Is that how you say? Put anesthesia in your heel so you wouldn't feel it. She would just have a little clump foot, like Norm.
Right.
But wearing a high heel and stockings. Duh.
you know. Duh, yeah.
But she...
And the squirrel is tied down with a little cigarette in his mouth.
Or in one of the scenarios, we had the squirrel or gerbil, like in the Dexter saran wrap table in a little kill room. And, well, anyway, she's not into it yet.
She's on the fence.
But we're working on it.
All right, no time to waste here. It's 6:17.
But let's at least say this.
It's the Bob and Dan Show.
She has agreed if we doubled her salary and had her only work one shift a day, she'll do the crush film.
Everyone has a price. Everyone.
We're making a crush film.
Yay.
Hey.
Well, now you got to talk to Kat and Bennett.
Yeah.
And you have to get
they'd approve.
You have to get a consenting rodent.
What was their idea?
No, an Alzheimer's ridden squirrel.
All right.
Keep a lookout.
Let's get serious.
For a squirrel looking for a nut. He can't figure out where it is.
Yeah. Found it, then he can't remember where he found it.
Now, because we are following up SMU football, we have a couple of things. Number one, we realize no one's listening. Number two...
Snap.
We realized no one was here before us, so we went around the office and we only found two people.
Really?
It's very bare, this cupboard, on December 30th. Is it December 30th already?
It is.
Well,
it is.
What are we going to do?
You're doing Why Today Doesn't Suck, you should know.
How many days are left in the year?
So, we have found, of course, Alexis, who's still contemplating our offer.
If the second offer's on the table, I'm in.
Okay.
There's no contemplating
needed. That's such a big turn from your stance.
The offer yesterday was to, she'd be part of a crush video. We wouldn't show her face, but she has to wear the high heels and stockings. Duh. Of course. And kill some kind of a small animal. We'll try to find one that's already in some sort of duress.
Right, it has Alzheimer's. A squirrel, I can't find its nuts.
A late-stage Alzheimer's squirrel, stage four Alzheimer's squirrel, and you will participate as long as we can double your salary and cut your time working in half.
And numb my leg from the knee down so I can't feel like the heel going through the
ankle
squirrel.
Down. Ankle
yes.
down.
It seems, ankle down would work.
It seems to... demonstrate that everyone has a price because
it really
she had
does.
To stand earlier.
She was so adamant that
first,
no,
she would
there's
never
no
do
way.
It.
But now like, if she can get done. Norm foot and cut her shift in half, it's all good. And
yeah,
double pay.
That'd be sweet.
She's only logical.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean...
Don't jump at that first offer, Bob.
She's very human.
And also in studio is the great Michelle 3000 from... Where did you first work in WebJam? What was the station next door called at that point?
Then it was merged 93.3.
But that wasn't your first gig, right?
No, it was actually.
Working here, right?
No, that got you in the door here?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought.
So you didn't work at the Zone?
No, I didn't work at the Zone.
What?
And how
what's
would you
that
describe...
been in the last 10 years? Zone, merge,
bone.
What was
quality
the premise?
570?
No, that's different.
Explain the premise behind web jamming. What did that entail exactly?
Basically,
she did what you do.
Yeah.
You look at your computer all day.
And then I write stories about what's on the computer. But, yeah.
What do you mean? Like, you wrote stories about...
People would email and you'd respond, like, yes, that is a good song.
Like, we would find...
Ben Folds 5, yes, we're big fans here.
We would find music stories on the internet, but, you know, you can't copyright stories, so we'd rewrite the stories in our own words.
So you'd copy, cut and paste.
Yeah,
and
then erase a couple of words, put your own in, and it's all good.
No, I'm a journalism major. I know how to write.
Wow.
What school?
Look at me.
Texas A&M. Giga Maggies.
Really?
I didn't know you were an Aggie.
I am an Aggie.
What an undercover Aggie you are.
Yeah, you don't...
You don't have senior boots on or anything.
You do not seem like an Aggie.
I know. I'm a 2%er, as they say.
Are you now?
Yes.
You worried, you bothered that Dirk isn't playing tonight?
Am I bothered? No, I think he really needs to rest that knee.
Let's get it right, you know?
Yes.
Brian Cardinal can do what he does anyway.
Well, he can shoot a three, I guess.
And he can, he can be all white.
Try hard.
I made a three-pointer tonight.
Coach on the field, on the court.
All right, so this is our lineup for Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'm excited.
It's very exciting.
Yes. Girls on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Although Alexis is a little upset that we brought in Michelle.
What? No,
pretty,
I'm not.
She wanted, pretty
she
evident.
Wanted, yeah,
I
she
am
wanted
not.
To be the only girl.
No, Michelle, I swear to God, I don't care that you're in here. They're lying.
Oh, now she doesn't
even
care.
Yeah, you don't even care.
No, I'm glad you're here. Oh, I'm actually very glad you're in here.
Wow. I've never, I mean, that's even worse.
Man,
the
yeah.
indifference, you know? Right.
Well, you, st-
I don't even notice
stop.
You.
I'm not even going to try.
Fight night. All right, let's start off with some light news. Oh, first, today is Thursday, December 30th, the 364th day of the year. One day left.
We got it.
One day left.
In the bag.
In 2010. Now, don't count it before it's hatched, Bob, please.
I'm going to start writing 2011 on my checks.
You know, on this day in 1994, you'll appreciate this, Bob. And especially you, Michelle, a gunman walked into a pair of suburban Boston abortion clinics.
Hmm.
Opened fire, killing two employees. So I thought you'd...
Groups.
You'd enjoy that?
So...
That's not necessary during the holidays.
You're laughing.
But he's protesting abortion, right? So he doesn't want babies killed. But he walked in and killed two people.
Yes, it's... but he's saving more lives by killing the people that kill babies.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
That's the logic.
There's no logic to that.
It's tough to always connect the dots.
Really? Is it really?
With human logic.
I'm just trying to understand. Okay, he's really upset about killing babies, but he walks in and opens fire.
It would seem, and this is going to offend both sides of the aisle, Dan.
Perfect.
But it would seem like those on board with abortion would also be on board with the death penalty, right? And then the anti, like, isn't it odd that the anti-abortion is pro-death penalty and the anti-death penalty is pro-abortion?
Hey, the set is starting, yeah. Turn down the music.
Is that not a political conflict that I've always had?
You're stealing this bit from Pauly Shore. He does the same routine.
In this partisan world of ours.
Shouldn't you turn it the other way, too?
Yes, I said both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides seem somewhat illogical.
You're pro-death penalty, but you're against...
If life is precious...
But they're saying the babies are helpless. They don't have a choice. See, you made your own bed with the whole...
Yeah, I realize they're...
Babies are evil.
I got to hash this out a little further, but because evil walks into the plan. But just...
That's nitpicking.
If life is precious and...
Right.
We shouldn't play God, that sort of thing.
I'm with you. No, that makes perfect sense, Bob.
That's why partisan politics. Partisan politics doesn't work.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Sturm, everyone.
Just throwing it out there. A little something for you to chew on.
Tip your weight person.
One day left in the year.
This would be excellent party topic conversation for tomorrow night. Maybe you're out there at Big D NYE or whatever they
Maybe
call it.
Maybe BJ the promo guy. You guys can talk
about
it. Yeah,
you'd be out there.
It doesn't seem practical out there. It seems very loud.
You're having a little champagne.
We can't have
kissing the nearest girl next to you to ring
about
in the New Year's
death penalty discourse during Big D.
You know,
D
on this
NYE.
Day in 2006, speaking of killing a few to save many, Saddam Hussein was hanged. Mm. And stuff, so they killed him, but he hit preventing killing a lot of other people.
Right.
Or something.
Now that one made total sense.
Really? Why is that, Bob?
Because, let's be honest, if you're going to use the death penalty, why don't you start there? Why don't you start with the genocidal maniac?
I don't know. On this day in 1978, Ohio State University, THE Ohio State University, fired Coach Woody Hayes one day after he punched Clemson University player Charlie Bowman during the Gator Bowl after Bowman intercepted an Ohio State pass. Would you be for hanging him?
Hanging him?
Yeah, death penalty. Yes
or
no, Bob?
I mean, if he was in Columbus and he intercepted that pass.
I guess I don't understand the question here, sir.
And on this day in 1996, obviously avoiding it.
There's very little correlation.
On this day in 1996, Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre.
Well.
Became only the second.
Go, Pack, go.
Wow.
He became only the second player to win consecutive NFL MVP awards. My wife was asking
me. Would celebrate by then winning it again the next year.
So my wife learned this break, this Christmas break, while we were doing it. I told her about the Brett Favre.
Well, that's a very interesting conversation. Wow, during that act,
wiener shots. And she's like, "Well, is Bob going to change his kid's name?" So, Bob,
are you
selecting a name? Is
dude, he sent his wiener on a text message.
Seriously, how are you going to explain that to little Brett?
Change Brandon, his name to Wiener.
I have enough. I got enough things to explain him since Brett Michaels' wheels
have
fell.
Have you guys
off.
Seen those pictures?
I have.
I haven't.
Not impressed?
Do you
impressed
feel
by
like,
that?
Is, do you think that's
to,
really
like,
him?
Groom.
He needs to groom?
Yes.
You don't like the forest?
How about
there?
Work a little blood
no.
flow going before you send that picture?
Right. No good.
So you text Wiener to your mom.
So you don't feel that would be something to make you reply like,
it would
in
make
positive?
Me creeped out.
Yeah,
no.
I'd like to have some of that. Wait. You wouldn't reply that?
Let's no. recall that message then. You haven't seen it, Michelle? You'd like to?
No, thank you.
So you'd like a little manscaping, huh, Alexis?
A lot more than that. Yeah, that
maybe
was
a
like
G?
A wild forest.
Shave a little G in there?
It would surely have to be a Vikings.
A Packers G?
Oh, that's right.
It would have to be a Vikings logo, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be a little difficult to do now.
He didn't even have a cell phone when he played in Green Bay.
In other birthday news...
Dan, I have a birthday. Today is the birthday of Uncle Perry's wife, Aunt Deborah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're a picture buddy from the party.
Oh, you have an aunt, huh? Sweet.
Happy birthday, Deborah. Love you.
Happy birthday.
What are the chances she's listening?
Probably 31%.
Okay, so she does occasionally listen?
Yes, she does.
All right. Yeah, I like her. She's funny. In fact, that whole family is obviously where the talent, the humor lies, right?
What
doesn't Nicole think she's awesome? Doesn't
Nicole is awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, Uncle Perry.
Just
he's
asking.
Awesome.
It's a very... In fact, Donovan's whole family is like a talent show, isn't it?
What are you saying?
Yours isn't.
They seem extremely talented.
Naturally
just
talented.
Just naturally,
gifted.
Yeah.
It's so impossibly black.
You know, we don't put a lot of effort in it. It just flows out, oozes out.
No, there's no effort whatsoever. Elsewhere, Layla Ali, 33.
Manhead.
That's all she is?
She has manhead.
Isn't she fighting like a decade
it's
ago?
It's really, really big.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's what I'm looking for.
Poor Layla. Oh,
wow.
She's rallied nicely, though.
Barry Alvarez, 64.
Bob.
Still alive?
Barry Alvarez?
Yeah.
Sure. Does 64 sound a little old?
Your
yeah,
hero?
I didn't know
he's
anybody
hero,
could make
Bob?
It that long.
My hero?
Yeah.
He did
he
very well
as the... University
of
Wisconsin coach,
no,
whose son...
Athletic director.
Cooked a parrot in a microwave.
Accidentally.
Ew.
Accidentally.
As a frat prank.
Was he really, really hungry? Trying to cook it really fast?
Well, it was a live parrot.
Oh, it was alive.
He flew in there. He didn't realize it. Then had to heat up some oatmeal.
It's,
you know, I don't know about
Bob,
that.
Bob will alibi for
yeah,
any
boy,
Wisconsin
story. Yeah, boy, you are making excuses for him up there. He wanted to see if it exploded.
Hey, Dan, I've got a birthday.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Ty.
How are we doing today? How was your day, Dan?
What do you have?
Let's get to it. Huh?
Daisy Dukes is 28 years old today. She is an adult film star, ladies. Such films as Bald Beavers 3, Hot Bods and Tailpipe 21, and The Adventures of Craven Moorhead 9.
Oh, my goodness.
What if your
whoa.
Potential boyfriend, either one of you, you walk in and you see that he has a Hooters calendar on his desk? Does that bother you? Does that turn you off to dating?
Do you consider that pornography?
No, I don't consider it pornography,
consider
but
it
would be a few notches down.
Do you consider it
potential... like right off the bat?
Right off the bat, you'd think,
yeah.
It's a little weird, creepy,
it's just kinda like,
pervert.
Do you consider it a gateway drug,
kinda...
though, to his porn habit?
Well, I think that's why Ty sets it out. So
the Hooters calendar is like marijuana.
Well, I'm just saying.
No,
the Hooters calendar
is
laying
more
out,
like meth.
But now he has this Rolodex of porn stars.
It's a warning shot, though. He leaves it there so girls know, look,
yeah,
this is tame. You're going to eventually learn what I'm into.
Probably not going to like door number three.
Yeah, but first, I'm going to make sure that you are not too turned off by this. So, but they could overcome that, though, in your eyes.
I don't think the Hooters calendar is that big of a deal. It's just kind of cheesy that he has it. And then,
what if they had...
What about strip clubs?
Oh, no way.
I'm out. You don't, yeah. No, your man can't go to a strip club at all.
What if he likes...
If he does, he better not tell me.
Really?
I just don't want to know.
Those are the safest places.
Yeah.
You can't touch.
Well, what if he's
into porn?
A couple
of the ones I've been to, you can't.
What if he's into porn?
You don't have to tell me.
So, safer than the library.
Okay. Yes.
Just
yes.
Don't
you
make it real public.
You can do more in a library
than
you can do at a strip club.
Don't do that.
I don't feel like anyone's ever challenged your point here when you say the strip club is the safest place.
It really is. You can't do anything.
It's like going on a flight the day after a crash.
Like a Barnes & Noble would not be as safe.
You touch him, you get thrown out, so you can't touch him. It's just there for visual pleasure.
Like you're wasting your money, though.
No,
isn't it like a tea? You don't really get to bring anything home.
So you don't think a strip club is a sound investment strategy?
I think that's like one of the Marquise Daniels investments.
But you're helping out the economy, you know? Circulating that money.
What do you think of the Marquise Daniels hypothetical, Michelle?
I don't know. He makes a ton of money.
Yes.
But is he saving it?
I mean, he obviously has to save some of it. I mean, come on.
Okay, but so you, would you trade portfolios with him at the age of 50?
He still gets 25 years or whatever. Was he 30 now, probably?
He might roll through that.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Like, no.
In the year 2030,
he might be declaring bankruptcy.
In 5 years.
You're telling me he doesn't have $1 million in assets somewhere?
Well, now.
Around his neck.
No, he could have debtors.
But I'm saying by the age of 50.
By the age of 50, you don't think he's going to have $1 million?
No.
We don't know. That's the question.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'd take that shot.
Look at Antoine Walker. Look how much money he made.
And
he made over $100 million.
And
he is totally broke.
Now he owes like $20
million. Right. Scottie Pippen, all the money he made, he's totally broke.
Okay, Marquise at least plays for Boston, so he must get some kind of incentives in his contract when they go to the playoffs. I'm thinking I would do that deal.
Okay,
but he's going to the playoffs.
I'm going to call you when you're 50.
In 2011, he's going to the playoffs. This transaction doesn't happen until 2030.
I know, but I just think he would at least have $1 million.
We should hope.
Even $100,000, come on, that's more than...
Don't you have confidence in yourself that you might be able to save
that
much?
You have 20 years to put that together.
Okay.
Wow.
Obviously, you haven't looked at my paycheck. I know you guys make the big bucks.
Well, that's true. It is one of the biggest birthday days ever. All hail the 26th birthday of LeBron James today.
Dan. I thought you started the show a little oddly today with the chalk in the hand.
Right, yeah. I wonder why you did that.
Got chalk all over everything in here.
Now, would you switch portfolios with him?
There's no way he could screw it up.
Nah, yeah.
There's no way.
Heck yeah.
It would be like Brewster's Millions where you're trying to spend all the money by midnight and you just can't do it.
All right, what's a better birthday today?
Brewster's Millions reference, anyone?
Got you.
Okay,
I'm with
good.
You.
Richard Pryor. John Candy.
John Candy. Yeah.
LeBron James, 26.
30 million in 30 days. I got you.
I thought that was my Debbie Reynolds reference for the show.
How about this? Tiger Woods is 35. Isn't that odd that they're both born on this day?
Washed
Bob,
up.
Bob, your thoughts?
It's a powerful birthday, Dan.
Washed up.
Nah, he's got a big 2011.
Now, what if he texted you pictures of his junk? Would you be into that?
No.
I think he's gross.
Whoa.
Why?
Because he likes the Denny's waitress and nasty chicks like that.
What's wrong with a Denny's waitress? They need
she
love, too.
Sick.
She'll do everything.
Yeah. Hey, did you know I date a Hooters waitress?
Hold on, Bob.
The Alexis, did you know that?
And they have their own syrup.
Sorry, Bob.
I just thought you needed to know that right there.
Michelle McGann, 41. Crazy Hats. Mel Renfro, 69.
Bob.
Ben Johnson.
Mel Renfro.
49.
He and I prepared a meal at Benihana's not long ago.
Heidi Fleiss, 45.
That's
Sean
nasty.
Hannity,
that's
49.
Nasty.
We did the little onion volcano.
She's drugged
you like
out.
That, right?
Yeah. Celebrity rehab, right?
Big time.
Meredith Vieira.
Wood.
57.
Sure, Wood.
Tracy
yeah, sure.
Ullman, 51.
Tom, you would, right?
Matt Lauer is 53.
Yeah.
Tracy Ullman.
Of Ohio University fame.
Alexis, you like Matt Lauer? Think he's hot?
Dan, I have a birthday.
He's got like a... Doesn't he have like a transvestite girlfriend?
Matt Lauer?
Yeah. I'm serious.
That was a rumor.
Yeah. Really? It's Whitney Houston's cousin, right?
We would never have gotten this information without you today.
Right. Yes.
I feel like TMZ
so
is starting.
Matt Lauer...
Yeah, I need to find that out.
Yeah.
And won't your internet filter not allow you?
No, we're in a studio.
No, he's parental filter that he bought himself for Christmas.
Did we do spare birthdays intro yet?
No.
Sorry.
Oh my God!
Before you go, Bob, I have a birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom.
Sweet Clean P1 Ray Whaley is celebrating his birthday.
How old is he?
Hold on a second.
He's in his 50s.
LeBron, Tiger Woods, Ray Whaley.
Exactly.
He's not in his 50s.
That's the trifecta.
He is.
He's not.
No,
50,
he's
dude.
Not.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
That dude ain't even 40.
Yes, well, that white hasn't cracked.
No.
Ray.
He looks awesome.
Matt Lauer's girlfriend, Alexis Houston.
Yeah, I knew her name was Alexis.
Was a man named Wellington.
Yeah.
Wellington. How did you get Alexis from Wellington?
It's a common tranny name.
According to
Alexis
Huffington.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
How many do you know?
There's Alexis Arquette.
It's not a bad porn
David
name
Arquette's
either.
Sister.
So I've heard.
There's this chick. I know there's at least another one. I'm serious.
Okay.
Someone hangs out the Rose Room.
Alexis Arguello.
The alleged Whitney Houston cousin.
Mm-hmm. Hang around for traffic when Alexis names her five most popular tranny names.
Wow.
I think I had this conversation before with the Muser, so that's how I know that.
It's a strong tranny name.
Alexis.
It's awesome.
All right. You go from Wellington
now,
to
Bob,
Alexis.
Ironically enough, is not.
No, that's not a good tranny name.
No, it's not.
It's a former.
Kind of gives you away. Bob.
All right, now spares.
What's your name?
Oh my God!
Bob. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, we need an age on Ray Whaley.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart form.
Kerry Collins is 38 today.
Tennessee Titan. New York Giant.
Sean Higgins, 42.
Football, right?
No.
Who is Sean Higgins?
He was right before the Fab Five with that Glenn Rice, Terry Mills, Loy Vaught, 89 team that lost to Seton Hall.
Michigan does not exist before the Fab Five.
It says here she didn't sleep with Matt Lauer.
Michigan.
But she was a man.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's a Wolverine.
Do you know Antoine Joubert?
Nope.
Do you know...
Marty Turco?
Like, what basketball names would be meaningful to you as a Michigan Wolverine?
I mean, I know the Fab Five guys. I was
name
pretty
them.
Young. Okay. No! Don't do that to me, Chris. We got Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
We've got Juwan Howard.
Good, too.
Oh, no, this is going to kill me. He went to the Pistons and retired like 2 years
one?
Ago.
Sure.
Yeah, the main one. I can't think of his name.
The black one.
No, they were both. Oh, there was only one white one.
The one
right?
whose name is what? Now Alexis.
No.
The one whose name is now Alexis.
The white member of the Fab Five.
Yeah, there's no white member.
Okay,
of the Fab
Chris.
Five.
Chris, please, someone help.
Can I help her?
Please,
go.
Please, come on,
Chris
Michelle.
Weber.
Okay, that's who I
look
could
at
think of.
Like, duh, Chris Weber.
That's three. We're looking for two more.
There's no way you get the last two.
Somebody.
Oh wow. Okay,
Jimmy. Yeah.
Oh no. I was like eight when these guys were around. I don't remember. Michelle, come on.
I wasn't even
I
at.
Know you know.
Jimmy is from the Metroplex, Michelle.
Jimmy is?
Yes.
It's been a long
it's
time.
It's not Jimmy Jackson.
Is the fifth one like Ray Jackson or something? Who was the fifth one?
I think it was
Jimmy King and Ray Jackson.
Oh, Jimmy King. All right.
Yeah.
I think it's Ray Jackson.
I think it's Ray Jackson, but boy, what's become of him? Don't we need a 30 for 30 on...
Well, they talked to
all
him
the
one
Fab
time.
Five
they,
all done.
They didn't have Weber and Howard. They had the other three.
Ray Jackson now lives in Austin. He runs a moving company.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
That's prestigious. And did I say Lauren Myers, 38? Back to you,
former
Dan.
Maverick great, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He was a key part of the Sean Bradley trade, I think.
Iowa State, maybe?
Okay.
Born on this day, now dead, we have Bo Diddley. You mean know what he did?
Yeah.
Well, many of us learned from the Bo Jackson commercial, right?
And
before.
Alfred Einstein, who is Albert's nephew. Kind of like Bart Hall. Yeah, he was an idiot. And dead on this day, still dead. Of course, we'll go Sonny Liston, and how about Saddam Hussein?
Oh,
did you support that death, Alexis?
I remember watching the live coverage of it, and I thought I was just really like creeped out.
Cell phone footage, that one dude who snuck the cell phone.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I just remember like watching the news that night, and it was really creepy. So I don't know. I don't like to see anyone die, even though I'm going to do the kill the animal. But
except a really sick squirrel.
Except a squirrel with severe Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
But find that.
But obviously, I don't support Saddam Hussein. So I was torn.
He's just walking around.
Right. Maybe you could have just locked him up.
Where
and
is it?
Maybe.
And
yeah.
Maybe put him on display.
Right.
Like in the glass box, like David Blaine when he was hanging over the Thames.
Make sure no one will do it again. You see what will happen to you? There
yeah,
you go.
You're like in a tyrant zoo or something.
And there's his head, Saddam.
Well, Alexis, you of the number one transvestite name in the United States, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Like, would
thank
that be,
you for having
would
me.
Would that be a great family feud, though? And you're like, show me Alexis! It's like number two.
Number one answer! All right.
Top five transvestite names on the board.
And Michelle.
Cinnamon.
Of course, thank you as always. Is anybody even running the... anybody answer the phone if you call the ticket today or no?
Yes, there's someone answering the phone.
Are you still on that shift occasionally? Or
yeah,
no?
3:30. At 4:30, so don't call during.
How'd you feel about the Suns' magic trade?
Actually, I thought it was going to be good for the Suns, but they're having problems right
you
now.
You thought getting Vince Carter would be good for the Suns.
Right. Like, giving away Jason Richardson, that's good.
But they got Michael Petras, who is a very good shooter.
Sure, sure.
And they got Gortat, who they needed an inside guy because they had been struggling with playing defense, and he can shoot pretty well.
He knows so much more about sports than I do.
That Hey Dude trade.
Crazy.
Like, from the summer, just...
No, Hey Dude was pretty bad for them.
Hey, yeah. Don't.
Yeah,
hey, don't.
Please.
Get it?
No. All right, Tyler?
Yeah.
How about you, Alexis? What did you think of the song?
I thought it was great. It was a really good idea.
Well.
Yeah. All right,
girls.
Show opens next.